Let's not waste any time. Go first to Stephanie Salinger from Time Warner. Stephanie, good morning to you. Thank you for joining the show today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. So what is it we're talking about? Is it a retransmission consent? Is that what the holdup is?
That's the official term, yes.
Okay.
But to viewers in the area, they just know that they're not getting the programming that they want.
Okay.
And so
it just kind of explains to me exactly what the retransmission consent, what that consists of. And we know what the byproduct is, the fact that we're not getting KTV right now.
Sure. Well, what it's important to note is that all broadcasters sell their programs to us. So anything that we carry, we pay for.
Okay.
And so that's really the heart of the matter is, a standstill between Smith Media, who owns WKTV, and Time Warner Cable, trying to reach an agreement on what each side considers fair market value to pay for the programming to bring WKTV on Time Warner Cable system.
So you are currently paying WKTV?
Correct.
Or were prior to this agreement not being reached?
Correct. The agreement expired Wednesday night at midnight, and that's when Smith Media decided to pull some of its channels from some of certain communities that carry WKTV and CW 11, because then we wouldn't have the right to carry it. We didn't have a contract. They own it.
Okay.
So that's why we scrambled and put some replacement programming up so at least people would have network and primetime stuff, not a black screen.
Okay, so KTV pulled its programming from Time Warner. You didn't drop KTV from your lineup.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So the question now, it's not a question of KTV wants to get paid for its programming. It's a question of KTV wants to get paid more for its programming. Is that the way I'm understanding this?
Yes. I mean, we've had a long relationship with them. We acquired that system about 3 years ago. But prior to us being Time Warner Cable, when we were Adelphia, there was a long relationship between the two owners. So there's a lot that's gone on throughout the years. So whether that be in building out infrastructure to bring their signal more broadly digitally, that's part of the value. Whether that's advertising support that we've, done over the years so that we can make sure we've got a great foothold in Utica. So there's a lot of things involved as opposed to just programming costs.
Okay. As we talked to Stephanie Salinger this morning from Time Warner Cable, Stephanie, why Scranton? Why couldn't we get an NBC affiliate from say, Syracuse or Rochester, where we might not get local news, but at least something regional? Because, quite honestly, it doesn't matter to me if the schools are closed in Allentown this morning.
Exactly. A lot of people have asked us that. It's a really good question. Again, very complicated issue based on what the FCC has dealt with and had contracted with various stations. So, in other words, there's something called out of market, and it has to do with copyright issues for programming. So some stations have out-of-market clauses, meaning that their signal can be brought out of their market, and some don't. And WBRE out of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre has that ability that we have the ability in our relationship with them, our contract with them, that we can bring that out of market, and we don't have that with other stations. So while you don't get that local news and weather, our first thought was, people are really going to want to know primetime programming and network programming, and so that was sort of the Band-Aid approach to not have a black screen. Now, that being said, understand, I'm from Syracuse, so we're all from small towns, et cetera, and you want to know what's happening in your own backyard. So there is an option with YNN, and frankly, there's an option with WKTV.com on the Internet free or over the air. So you can still get it. It's just a little bit more difficult, so that's why we're really trying to make sure we can get back to negotiating and get this settled.
And how common is this? We were talking to Stephanie Salinger from Time Warner this morning. For markets the size of Utica and Time Warner to not be able to agree on retransmission consents, does this happen fairly regularly, or are we seeing something new here between WKTV and Time Warner?
It's pretty rare, actually. And you have to remember that Smith Media and Time Warner Cable are negotiating at the highest corporate levels about stations across the country. So while all we care about here is Utica and some of the communities affected in northern New York, we have to remember that it's bigger than us, unfortunately and fortunately. So it's pretty rare. It's a new tactic that, unfortunately, broadcasters are using more and more to get customers in the middle to have a he said, she said sort of scenario, unfortunately.
Now let's talk a little bit about the, average subscriber. Some people subscribed probably to Time Warner just for the fact that they wanted KTV. They wanted that local programming. So What about them? Is there going to be any? Do they get a discount? What's going to be done in lieu of not having KTV if a deal isn't reached?
Well, it's still too early to tell because we literally just took a break from the negotiating when Smith walked away. So what we're really trying to do is just keep that negotiating going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And cross that bridge when we do it.
Okay, so no, if an agreement isn't reached, and worst case scenario, if an agreement isn't reached in the near to, you know, maybe mid far term, any long term plans for, you know, the channel where KTV was, or we're not even talking about that yet?
Yeah, again, too early to speculate. Okay. We remain hopeful that we can come back to the table and get this settled for the viewers in the area.
Fair enough, and no target date, right?
Too early
to think about that as well.
Right. It's my understanding that Smith took a break yesterday to regroup, and you know we're anxious to get them back to the table and continue talking about this and hopefully just get a resolution for everybody there.
Nice to know that everybody's talking about it and looking for a resolution, and I think that would benefit everybody, obviously. Stephanie Salinger from Time Warner, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. You take care, and happy holidays to you, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.